023 Sierra Village seeks variances from the separate distance requirement for proposed structures. Section 115-17-115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Sierra Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19940 Atlantic Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3055. The applicant is seeking a 6.4-foot variance from the separation requirement from the proposed landing to the HVAC on Lot E30, a 7.5-foot variance from the separation requirement from the proposed landing to the mobile home on Lot E30, a 1.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation from the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot E30, 13.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement, proposed shed to the mobile home on Lot E30, a 2-point variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot E26, a 12-point variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from proposed mobile to the shed on Lot E26, a 3.9-foot variance, a 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed HVAC to the mobile home on Lot E26. We have zero of support, zero letters of opposition, and 18 mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was wondering if you were coming.
Just foggy out there.
It is. You may present your case.
Can you state your name and address, please?
Amy Bennett, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Evening. Okay, so we have another unit that was surrendered to the community that was in ill repair. We are asking for variance that we can set a new home on the lot. If you look at the floor plan is similarly, footprint is similarly sized. The unit that we're asking for is a little bit longer than prior. If you look at the survey, there's also quite a few grievances as far as the setbacks go on the neighboring sites. So this particular property is uniquely, the dimensions of the lot create a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining separation distances between the homes and the accessories. As you know, the community was laid out in the 50s and 60s prior to the current county requirements separation distances. The lot sizes are similar in comparison with the size of, are small in comparison to the size of the modern manufactured home. And I have selected a standard-sized floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new community, and that nearly mirrors what is being placed, but I'm unplacing it with the required setbacks. So if you look at the, both the neighboring home and the home's rear addition, the unit, all three of those items on Lot E30 encroach the 5-foot lot back. In addition, the shed and driveway on E26 also encroach the 5-foot lot setbacks. So there's a challenge with the neighboring lots in themselves. Without these variances being granted, I won't be able to place probably any sign, which is what we need to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Again, leaning on that the property itself is unit's narrowness and the surrounding lots. Sorry, guys. This variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. We're placing this to kind of modernize the neighborhood and to add some conformity to the community. And we're simply switching the home for a new home. And the minimum, these are the minimum variances required in order to afford relief. And the new home placement room is a home that was in ill repair.
Questions?
So with the exception of the AC, when I'm looking at this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, everything else is in the, we're talking separation distances here, but everything else is in, within the building restriction line, if I'm looking at this correctly. Is that right?
Well, we need variances on both sides of the proposal.
Yeah, I understand that, but what I'm talking about is, you see that staggered line? The, your site plan? Mr. Sharp, is that correct?
Looks like the home would be within the building setback line that it shows.
Oh, within the lot, yes.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. So everything's like in actual, with the exception of the AC. Would that be correct?
Correct.
Even the shed?
That is correct.
Thank you.
You spoken to the neighbors?
Yeah, both are welcoming a newer, you know, more modernized home to the neighborhood.
They make any smaller options?
Well, they have an option that has a porch on it that will allow us to move a set of stairs to the front of the home, which helps. But in either case, we still need at least one set on the side of the home. So this is, we chose to go with and do the doors on both sides because the homes on the street are kind of like the home on the corner is kind of short, so we didn't want one to stick 10, 15 feet out further than the rest of the homes.
Understood. The previous home have any complaints?
The home that was there, the owner passed away inside the home, and he was, the home was not recoverable because he was there for some time.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
Looking at Ms. Norwood, I just had a question. I was going through the number of variances, and I think I counted 7 that you had listed. It looks like, wouldn't they also need one for the mobile home to the shed on D27 to the rear? Looks like it would be a 0.3.
D27?
Yeah. I'm reading that right. It looks like 19.7 from the house to the shed.
Are you looking at the same survey that I am?
October 9, 2024?
No, November 4th, 2024. Because it's 20, it meets at 20 and 20.2.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, it is 20 there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once we got the initial survey back, we wiggled the house a little bit to try to make it.
Is that one in the packet? I just want to make sure we have it in the pack in the record, because the one that I got is from the packet. That one was from October 9.
Yeah, we had submitted an update on November 4th.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we have it in the record.
I had it in our paper file.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just, the one I was looking at was page 7 of the packet.
Some later, so.
Now, that's the one I was
talking about. That's the one he's looking at. One that has a date of November 4th on the bottom of it.
I mean, either way, we could submit. Yeah, we can just submit this in so that we have it. So I'm going to, do you want to mark it, Ms. Norwood, or should I give it to Ms.? I don't know if any of the board wants to see it, but. And just to be clear, this is a 16 by 72 model.
Correct.
And that's about the small, the narrowest model out there that you're able to
with this manufacturer currently, yes. Oh. So they have smaller homes, but they're like minis. They're 50 feet.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13023 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13023 for Sierra Village for the requested variances. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions because of the narrowness of the lot. I believe the exceptional practical difficulty due to the situation of the adjacent properties where their dwellings are. I don't believe it's been created by the applicant. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovinggoff?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye, too. With a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Have a good Christmas.